Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. We're up to the fifth bracha of the Amidah Shivena Avinu L'Sora Secha. Last night we spoke about the insight of Rav Eliyahu Lopiano Lev Eliyahu, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Why is it we begin Hashivena Avinu L'Sora Secha? Return us to your Torah. There are people who've never been there before. It's not Hashivena, return us to Torah. It's the very first time for some. So they both invoked the Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed, that for none of us is it the first time. We all learn Kol HaTorah Kula. We learn the totality of Torah in the womb. We're caused to forget. If we're caused to forget, why bother being taught? So that it is embedded, it is imprinted on us, it is always familiar to us. Whenever we come back and learn Torah, it's not something new, it's something familiar, the pintaliyat inside us. And that's why every day, I didn't finish yesterday, but it's really remarkable. We begin this bracha of tshuva. We spoke about tshuva is not just Elul, tshuva is not just Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. Every single day, we can draw a line in the card and start again. Every day is a fresh opportunity. Between Shacharis and Mincha, we didn't live up to what we thought we would. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Secha, at Mincha, at Marav, over and over again, we have that opportunity. But what a reminder with these three words, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Secha. If we feel like Torah is not for me, who am I, what am I, I'm not on that level. Today, the Daf Yomi started Mesechas Gittin. Every new Mesechta is the perfect time to start. You know why? Because when you finish, I'm going to a Siyum HaShas tonight. Somebody started with Gittin. At the end of Sota, they were done. And not with the rest of Klai. They're making a Siyum HaShas. So it's not too late. Today's not over yet. Gittin, Daf Beis, you can start. And you're not starting something new that's unfamiliar that you've never seen before. Hashiveinu Avinu. Tati, Abba, our Father, bring me back. Bring me back to something I'm familiar with. Somewhere I've been before. Something I already knew. Something that is already embedded deep inside my soul. That if we listen to that voice, if we feel that pintali yid, hashiveinu avinu, it's not new. We don't have to be introduced to something, yesh me'ayin, something brand new that we've never seen before. It's familiar, that should be comforting, that should give us strength, that should give us chizuk. Hashiveinu avinu, it's something that we are familiar with. Bring us back to what we already know. We mentioned, this is one of two brachas that mentions avinu. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Secha and Slach Lanu Avinu. We saw the Torah's reason. Both, we invoke Hashem as our Father. Our Father is responsible to teach us Torah, and our Father is responsible to love us unconditionally and to accept Slach Lanu, our forgiveness. But Rav Zelig Ruvein Bengis in his Sefer gives another reason. He says, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Secha and Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodah Secha. Why do we shift? When we're talking about Torah, he's our Father Avinu. We're talking about avoda, service, he becomes Malkeinu. He becomes our king, our master. So he says the following great insight. He says, we're called banim, corresponding with our neshama. Our neshama is a tzelem elokim, it's a chelek elokim, imal mamish. We are a piece of God, literally. We're an extension of God. Just like a child is the DNA, is the continuity of the parent, we are, Hashem is our Father, we are an extension of Him. We're chelek elokam imal mamish. So banim is a reference to our neshama. And avadim is our guf. Avadim is our guf. So hashiveinu avinu l'sora secha is Torah. So he's called our Father. Because our neshama, what nourishes and speaks to our neshama is Torah. When it comes to our neshama, he's our Father. Hashiveinu avinu l'sora secha. V'karveinu ma'akeinu la'avoda secha. Avoda is mitzvos, which are performed with the guf. When it comes to our body, when it comes to the superficial, the external, then he's Malkeinu, he's our king. So our body is subservient and surrenders to Hashem as the king. Our neshama has a relationship with Hashem as Avinu, a son and a father. So when it comes to our neshama, which is Torah, Hashiveinu Avinu, L'Sora Secha, when it comes to Avoda Mitzvos, which is our body, then we could think of Hashem as Malkeinu, we think of Hashem as our king. Why do we begin with Torah? I would have thought, Hashiveinu Avinu, bring us back to you. Bring us back to your service. Bring us back to purity. Bring us back to innocence. What do you mean, bring us back to your Torah? Why do we describe, bring us back to your Torah? So the Rishus Chochma writes the following, Hatshuva ikaras yesak haTorah b'dechilu rechimu, she'al yada zocha l'tshuva ila'a, v'yazeh anu omre b'tfilaseinu Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Secha. How do you know the roadmap? You've strayed, you've fallen. You're distanced, you're far, you've shown poor judgment, made mistakes, have indiscretions. How do you know the way back? How do we know who we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to live? How do we know the formula, the prescription to be able to repair and return? How do you know the way back? It's not arbitrary. You don't follow your boich. You don't just use your imagination. How do we know the way back? What's the GPS of the soul that tells us who we need to be and how we need to get there? And the answer is Torah. The answer is Torah is that GPS. Torah is that spiritual ways. Torah is that map. Hashiveinu avinu l'sorasecha. Ki arochak me'atorah, rochak me'akadosh baruch hu. If you're far from Hashem's Torah, then you're far from Him. There are people who want to practice all kinds of creative worship of Hashem. They never open a sefer, they never learn, they don't know Torah. If you're far from Torah, you're far from Hashem. The way to get to know Hashem is through His diary, is through His sacred Torah. They go together. So if it's Hashiveinu, if a person feels far away from Hashem and they want to draw close, you need to come to know Hashem. How do we know Hashem? Through His world, but most acutely, most profoundly, through His Torah. Ein bor yerecheid v'lo amma aretz chassid. If we want to Hashiveinu, we want to come back and we want to be close, then we need His Torah. V'lachach, writes the Rish Chachma, Ikar atshuva ha'osek b'torah. Ki ha'torah t'lamdeo heyach yashuv l'ratzos l'kona v'lo yikashel od. How do I know how I'm not going to make the same mistakes again? How do I know how to prevent the same pitfalls over and over? How do I know the roadmap to repair, to redeem, to return, to come back? The answer to it all is Torah, learning Torah, immersing ourselves in Torah, living Torah. And that's why we begin the bracha of tshuva with Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sora Secha. The first ingredient in the recipe and the formula to return is Hashiveinu Avinu to what? Your Torah. And only once I re-immerse and reinvest and re-engage in learning Torah, now I have access to what I need to know in order to go where I need to go.